We're turning on the tape recorder. The shiur is being recorded for training purposes only. The neder almana ugrushol yakum olecha. Okay, here we go. We have it says this is the pasuk in the Torah. It's a pasuk in the Torah. How many times you have in a mishnah in the entire shas in the shishay sidre mishnah where the mishnah quotes a pasuk? Can you give me a number? A number. Go through the entire Shisha Sidre Mishnah and tell me a number. If Shlomo Ben Yehuda say, you can do it for us. But right now we have a pasuk, very unusual Mishnah. The neder, the vow, almana ugrusho yekum oleha. Ketzad. What is the pshat in this pasuk? Okay, so Shol Zef. What is the most? A woman who is an almana. Yeah. A woman. Hope you're not upset at me. Hope you're not upset at me from getting upset.
No, I'm upset. No, I'm upset that. Did I get a little...
No, chas v'shalom.
I got wild.
I'm upset that I caused you to get upset. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Next.
It says in the pasuk, the neder of an almano ugusho yokonech, a woman who is an almano or a woman who is a gush, she makes a neder, and there's no one to be made for that neder. Why is there no one to be made for that neder? Because she is a widow.
Yeah.
Who ordinarily is made for the nether? Her husband. She does not have a husband. So who is going to be made for her nether? Nobody. Nobody. Okay. Mr. Rapport, okay? Nobody. This woman, okay, does not have a husband. So therefore, she makes a nether. Why does she not have a husband? Either because she's an almana or because she is a grusha. There is no husband. She makes a neder. Automatic neder is chal. So what is the obvious question? This is pasuk.
There
is no need for the pasuk to tell us this halacha. This is simplistic.
Right. It's pasuk.
Pasuk.
Right.
Of course. Who else can be made neder? So therefore, the Mishnah has to say the case. The Mishnah is called the pasuk is coming to teach you a chiddush. It's teaching you something that we would otherwise not know. And what is this? Let me try to explain it outside. We did this. Shol Lima yesterday explained this to me yesterday, Shabbos afternoon. He explained this to me is that Tzvei Dinim in the Neder. This Mishnah is like a Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik taught the world that you take a Mishnah and you have the scientific approach. The scientific approach to the study of Talmud. Where are you going? Right here, on the computer tissues, yeah.
No, as a support.
What? Rav Chaim Soloveitchik taught the Welt. You take every halach and you break it down into its parts. There are two parts in making the neder. It's the zman, the moment when you make the neder, and the moment when the neder goes into effect. Under ordinary circumstances, the moment when you make the neder is the moment when it goes into effect. If I make a person makes a neder, I will not have pleasure from grapes. The moment of the making of the neder and the moment when the neder goes into effect is identical. However, a person, if he so chooses, can separate the two moments. You can separate the moment when you make the neder versus the moment when the neder goes into effect, the chalois neder. The amira and the chalois. Okay, we'll call it by those two terms. When you make the neder, the statement, and when it goes into effect. When the Torah gave the husband the power to be made for a neder, and where is the Torah giving the husband the power? Is it giving him the power? And let's clarify. The Torah gives him the power a limited window of opportunity. B'yoyim shamoy. Is the moment of opportunity the moment when the neder goes into effect, or is the moment when the neder is made? In ordinary case, you make the neder, it's the same thing. The moment you make the neder is the moment when it goes into effect. But let's say a woman make a tnai. I want to make a neder today, but I do not want it to go into effect until 30 days. I want there to be a delay from the moment when I make the neder until when the moment goes into effect. Now, when does the husband have the power to be made for the neder? Is it today, when she makes the neder? Is that the called Yom Shamoy? Or is the moment when he has power to annul, to be made for, is when it goes into effect? L'may nafkamina, two nafkaminas. Number one, let's say when she makes the neder, she's happily married. But when the neder goes into effect, their husband dies or divorced in between. There was a divorce or a death in between the moment she made the neder and when the neder goes into effect. if the koyach of the husband is the moment when she makes the neder, so then the husband was made for the neder. But if the koyach of the husband goes into effect the moment when the neder is chal, he's no longer around. He divorced her or he died. So he's no longer present at that moment. So then that's it, she's stuck. Or let's go the way around. Let's say a woman is a single woman. She's a single woman and she makes a neder and she makes a statement. She wants the neder to go into effect in 30 days from now. And in between the moment she made the neder and when the neder goes into effect, she gets married.
Yeah.
And now day 30 arrives. Does the husband have the power to be made for the neder? Oh, it's a lam de shashayla. If you would not, this would not be a Gemara or a Mishnah, you would say that this is a Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. This is a classic type of mahalich, a Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. Classic. And if you would not know, you would say, oh, this is Reb Chaim. This is Reb Chaim. This is the moment of the Amira, the Chalois, and the Afkamin, if we separate the two, like a scientific approach. Yet, you know something? It's mamish in the Gemara. It's mamish in the Gemara. It's mamish in the Mishnah, the Gemara. The whole Daf Gemara today, if you would not know, you would say it's a shtickle Torah, and even the Gemara, the Svaris, the Gemara presents Lomdash Svaris. Why would you say this? Why would you say that? Like mamish Lomdash Svaris, you would think without a shadow of a doubt that you have Achroinim giving you a whole shtickle Torah. And yet, you know who's giving you the shtickle Torah? Tanoim and Amoroyim.
I'm sorry, as a side question, how come there's no Tosfos? The Ran is the primary commentary.
Correct.
Tosfos is on the side. Why?
I guess the Tosfos Shantz.
It's not the Bali Tosfos.
These
are you
not,
sure Tosfos Shantz?
I don't know for sure. I don't know anything. I don't even know what today is. Today is Rosh Chodesh. Do you know what tonight is? Do you know what tonight is? All the days of the year are by your side. Tonight you stay up the whole night learning Torah. Because tonight is the Yard Side of? Be'er Moshe Esat Torah Hazois. Hoyil Moshe. Be'er Esat Torah Hazois. Tonight is Mishneh Torah. Mishneh Torah tonight.
Side, it says Meforish. It says in Parashat.
I got here a Bible in my hands. It's very Kedai. You learn Torah every night. You have to know what it says in the Pasuk. It says Chumash Devarim.
First
words.
First Sadra.
What's Devarim? Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy. 1:1. Deuteronomy 1:1. Eile, you're Balkriya. You lain this. You don't even know this. You learn 37 times, and you lain every year. You don't even know what it says in the pasuk. Eile hadvarim asher diber Moshe el kol Yisrael be'ev ha'ed b'amibab arabab mol suf be'ed b'amibab acha va'yehi pasuk gimel ba'arboim shana be'ashtei osar chodesh in the 11th month Shvat is 11. We went to Asara. Teves is Chodesh HaAsiri. So now we're in 11. After 10 comes 11. I never knew that. You know that? It's a Chodesh to 11. Be'ashtei also Chodesh in the 11th month. Be'echod LaChodesh. There's only one day Rosh Chodesh. You know, not two. One. Mela, it's now or never. There's no warm-ups here. This is not like a baseball game, you know, warm-up session here. No pregame. No pregame. Be'echol haChodesh diber Moshe el bnei Yisrael kichol asher tziva Hashem oisoy aleihem acharei hakoisoy, and it goes on to say these beautiful words. Hoyil Moshe be'er es haTorah hazois leimor. You can't get a more beautiful pasuk than that. Where did it say those words? Here it is. Be'ev haYedei beres Moshe. Hoyil Moshe. Moshe began be'er to explain es ha-Torah ha-Zois. The Torah Shebal Peh is the be'er, not the be'er means to burn. The Bayer is the Bayer. Is the Bayer. He's laughing. The Chos is laughing. Of. He can laugh. That's unbelievable. Is for me. He's looking at a Litva. He's laughing at a Litva.
So
where is the Torah Hazos? What?
He gave over the Torah Shabbat power.
Usually the Litvaks laugh at the Chosim. Here he's laughing at the Litvaks. Bayer Atos Atorah Hazos. Bayer, he explained. Moshe began to explain. Do you realize what that is? The Shefa of today? Today is the anniversary of the anniversary of Mishneh Torah.
Is it tonight or tomorrow?
Tonight, L'chore tonight. Moshe began, doesn't tell you L'chore, doesn't say by day. It's all the same. What the... It's all the same. Bayer Moshe, today is it's an amazing zach.
Yeah.
It's
not
3,200, say again, 3,290. It's 3,334 minus 40. Matan Torah, was 3,334 years ago.
How do you know exactly, Mama?
3,296 years ago.
Who says this? I don't know how to answer. You get it? Don't confuse me with numbers here. But
2488 to 2022.
All right, whatever it is, it's a very holy day. Today is a very, very holy day.
Good point when you're saying very good.
It's
point.
A very holy day. Torah Shabbat Peh is the Beyur, of Torah Shabbat Saf. It's a special Shafat. They say it's the Yom HaDin for Chidushei Torah.
Yeah.
Whatever a person will be Mechadish, a new Chidush in Torah, is Nigzar, just like there's a Yom HaDin.
The plus of Torah, you think he writes that? I'm going to look it up.
Could be. Me, Yich, just like this, me, Purim, I have a Dvarim, I took the Dvarim, it's not here, I took the Dvarim with me to the shul. I have to bring it tomorrow. Me, just like Rosh Hashanah, it's me, Yichye, me, Yomos, and there's a Rosh Hashanah, Lonois, and there's Rosh Hashanah for, it's a Yom HaDin on Chidushei Torah.
That what?
Today. Today is the day.
What? Whether he's going to be
mechadesh. How much each person will be mechadesh in divrei Torah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they say. I was sure, but Avraham Shor talks about this.
Yeah.
He's very big into this. Today is a very big yomtiv. It's a tremendous yomtiv today.
Wow.
It's a very big yomtiv, and therefore we have to learn Torah. In order to celebrate, we're going to learn Torah. It's a beautiful day.
Wow.
So therefore, v'neider almano grusha.
Rosh Chodesh. Wow.
Rosh Chodesh. So neider. It's Ma'aseh Rosh Chodesh. You can't argue with the pasuk Chumash. Ma'aseh Rosh Chodesh. So over here, this pasuk. This to me, it's fascinating. This whole piece, Daf Gemara, is mamish like Rab Chaim. If you would close your eyes, you would think all the svaris, the whole shtak, all the swings of the chayim. So nachmo the mishnah. V'neider almanu grusha yokamulecha keitzad. Amar the woman tzahareni nizira lachas shloshim. A woman says, I want to be a nizira. We're separating the amir from the chalois. I want to be a nizira. The achar shloshim yoyim. Notice we're coming now to the end of the mesecta, and the last mishnah discusses a nizira. Remember I told you that you saw is that
what's a chiddush? And yochel heifer? Why?
I'll be shenis says b'soch lamid. She got married.
And yochel heifer.
Who cannot be made for the new husband?
You know why?
Koidman. Because when the Torah gave a husband the power to be made for the Torah, the power is related to the zman of the amira,
right?
Not the zman of the chalois.
Right.
The male, it's called koidman. A Baal cannot be Mayfair Bekoidman. A Baal can only be Mayfair Nidodim that she made while they were married.
Right.
Not Nidodim that she made before they were married.
Right.
Okay. So therefore, now over here, by the way, very important over here, until now, you know, it's very modern Zachar. Until now in the Masechta, we learned about Nidodim that the woman made, this says Koinam. We didn't talk about a Nazira.
Yeah.
Why all of a sudden now we're discussing? The whole Masechta was Koinam, Koinam, Koinam. First, we have to first say a pshat. There has to be a pshat. Why bedavka in this case nazira, and then it explains. I told you that you saw it. Is that a lot of mahalchim? All the mahalchim ignore this reason. I told you, it's very common. The end of the mesechta leads into the next mesechta. Here is mamish. I think is mamish. The smoking gun. Here we are. How many more daf are there? The mesechta's come out over now. How many daf? How many more daf? One to see. We're up to today's pay test. Sadi Aleph. Two more days. It's Mamshi, the end of the Masechta, and you see, this is always, every Masechta you see this. The end of the Masechta leads into the next Masechta. Forget about how many Perakim, how many, all these things, it's very small. Amra, how Nazir Lachash, Tashim Yom. Okay, so therefore, I'll be Shashnizl B'Sochlam Yom, and Yachlof, why could it's Koidman? Ein Habal Mefer B'Koidman. Okay, good? Next case. All the way around, vice versa. Nodra V'Hibri Shos Habal. Let's say, Nodra, she makes it there. The first case is where she wasn't married. The first part of the mission where she was not married, she made a neder, and then she got married. So now it's koydman. Let's say nodra v'hi b'rishuspal. She made the neder when she has.
Forgive me, when the mission says get it when goes yakum alayo, so he's giving a marshal. But how does that fit that category? She wasn't yet married. She's not an amana. She's not a grusha. He said neder when goes yakum alayo. So Kate said, he says how. So it gives you a scenario.
Oh, so I think it's this case. You're asking very good. So that's not a case. That's not a case. A woman, a single woman.
Yeah.
She's a single woman. And she makes it. She's not an almona grusha.
Yeah.
You're saying very, very good. This case is the case of almona grusha. The next case. He's asking a kasha. The Mishnah, we're coming to be mazbir, what it means, neder almona grusha. The first case of the Mishnah, you don't have to be an almona grusha. Yeah. The first case of the mission, you have a woman who's single.
Yeah.
She makes a neder.
Yeah.
And then, and she'll be chal 30 days. And then in between, she gets married.
Yeah.
So the Baal cannot be Mefer Bekoidman. That has nothing to do with an almana or a grusha. So why did the Mishnah start off with that case? The case that the Mishnah should start off with is this case. The case
Which
that we're
one?
About to learn right now.
Which one?
On the top of page Paytas. Nodra, a woman makes a neder, v'hi b'rishus habal, and notice over here it doesn't say nazir in this case. Manazah, how can you switching? I don't know. There has to be a reason. Nodra, v'hi b'rishus habal. So, nodra, v'hi b'rishus habal, mefer, during this one, mefer lo.
So he says, Ketzad.
Ketzad. Ketzad. Omra, let's say she says, Harein is zero. Here he says, zero. Harein is zero, liachal amayoyim. I want to be after the avbishan is almino, oy niskarsha, besoch lamidyoyim, lamid, harein zem mufar. Now, that's also not the case of the pasuk yet. Let us go to the cases, then we'll figure out the pasuk. Here are the cases, a woman makes a neder and she says she's married. I want to be a nazir in 30 days from now, which is first start. And then her husband dies. And the husband is made for the neder. The husband, you want to be a nazir.
While
he's alive, while they're married. Okay, you have a married woman. She makes a. She says, "I want to be a nazir in 30 days from now."
Yeah.
And the husband says, "I'm mefer the neder."
Yeah.
And then the husband dies the next day. Now 30 days come along. Is she a nazira? No. Why is she not? Because the husband was mefer.
Yeah.
What do you mean he was mefer? But the husband could only be mefer when the neder, it was chal, when the neder went into power. The neder did not yet go into effect. The answer is, you learn from this Mishnah, that according to the Tan of this Mishnah, that the zman, the primary koyach that the husband has to be mefer, is not when the neder goes into effect, but the moment when the neder was created, when it was established. And since he was married to her at that moment, then it goes into effect. Now, you realize we have a very big problem on our hands? Because according to what we've just said, we have not yet explained the case of the pasuk, the neder, almono ugusha, yokum oleho. Because the first case of the Mishnah, she doesn't, she's not an almona.
Right.
The first case of the Mishnah, l'choira, I guess that's going to be the answer. We're making
a mistake.
Right. So is she an almona ugusha?
The
first case of the Mishnah.
Wow.
She was single when she made the
neder. So when we say being single, does that demand that she was an almana or a grusha when she was single?
What do you mean?
No.
No, of course. The husband was made for it.
No, the first case of the Mishnah.
Yeah.
She was a single woman.
Here?
She was on her own. She's not married. She was never married. You don't have to.
She says, I want to be a nazir within 30 days.
In 30 days. And then
in the interim, she gets married.
So when she made the neder, when she made the neder, was she an almana or a grusha?
No.
When she got, now 30 days come, is she an almana or a grusha?
Yes.
She's, what do you mean? She's happily married. What are you talking about?
Why?
Shin.
Okay, first case in the Mishnah, the first one when she made it, when she was an almana.
Why do you have to say that? Why do you have to say that? Why can't we say the case where she made it when she was a single girl? What's the difference? You have a woman who's single. She was never married.
What does the pasuk talk about?
That's the question.
So, what is the exception of the rule in Torah? Amana Gusha, does it talk about a single woman in Torah?
No. That is the question I'm asking you. That's exactly what is disturbing me. And we're going to find another time that says, okay, what's going on?
But I have a different question on the Lashon of the Mishnah. It's not the only case. Neder al mana gusha yakum alav. All right. Then the Mishnah gives you a case which is not pashtim pshat. Pashtim pshat is you're an mana gusha make a neder today, 30 days from now when you're going to give you status. So tough luck, yakum alav.
Right. So what was our question? Our question was that that's too simplistic. I don't need a pasuk to teach me that. I don't need a pasuk to teach that a woman who's an alman or a gusha, she makes that is chal. And there's no one's going to be mefer. Of course. I mean, I don't need that. I don't need the Torah to tell me that. Of course. If a person makes a neder, who can be mefer the neder? A woman?
How would you interpret the pasuk?
That is exactly what the Mishnah appears to be addressing. And yet the Mishnah doesn't say what you would expect it to say. This is the question I'm asking you. Now, let me think. If you learn, let's take a step back. If you learn that the Iker Zman, that's the Chalois Neder, the husband is Mefer, is the moment when it's Chal, when it goes into effect, so then I could understand. Then the husband will be able to be Mefer.
You would think that maybe the husband should be able to be made for the marriage.
Either way. I don't know if she was married at all. If she made the net, the first one is completely going out.
Why do you have to say? My question to you is: that's l'chayu what the Mishnah saying. When you read the Mishnah at a face value, it sounds like a woman was married. She was married and she got divorced.
The verse speaks of a widow or divorce.
So my question to you is, but you don't need that to be so. You don't need that.
It would be true if
she was not. So there's no advantage. There's no advantage of making the woman in the beginning of the mission to an alman or grusha. The point of the beginning of the mission is that she's a single woman. Now you can be single one of three ways. Either she never got married, or she got divorced, or she's an almana. It's all the same. So why are you making an assumption? The case of the Mishnah is a woman who got divorced, her husband died, she now makes a neder. Oh, the almana and the agusha. The almana and the agusha makes a neder. And then, she gets married. She gets married. Yokum oleha. That's it. Your husband can do nothing for you. Why? Ein habal mefer bekoidmin. Even though there was a tanai that it should first go into effect 30 days later. Why do you need to? This halacha is identical. Even if she's not an almana or a gusha. I don't know the answer. The Torah says, "V'neider almana ugusha yokum oleha." So let the Torah say, "V'neider of a single woman, v'neider isha yokum oleha, the neider of an isha yokum oleha," and will that sign it to mean? A woman who is single, either because she was never married, or she's an almana. The Torah can figure out another way. The words grusha. Grusha and Almana is a very strong, matzah. It's a very unsettling term, two words. The Torah could have figured out a way to indicate that we're dealing with a woman who is currently a single woman. That can mean one of three ways. Either she never got married, or she's a grusha or an almana, and she makes a neder. And now, and the neder she broke up into two parts. I'm making the neder now, and I want it to go into effect in 30 days. In between now and 30 days, she gets married. And so the husband, I'm sorry, I can't do anything for you. Because the Torah only gave power to be Mayfair at the time when the neder was made. I was not married to you at the time when the neder was made. Right. But so we're missing a fundamental case. We're missing the case of Anisha who was never married. Why does the Torah have to bring this point out, bedafka, a woman who's an almono or a gusha?
Okay.
You hear my question?
Yeah.
But if you look like the other man to Omar, there's another man to Omar.
So in other words,
there's another man to Omar that says Pumfakert. Another Tana. The Gemara is gonna say another Tana that says Pumfakert, that a woman, when is the moment? When is the moment when the neder that you gave the power to make for the neder? The moment is when it goes into effect. Another Tana disagrees. The Gemara is going to present another Tana disagrees.
Right.
So then, if you learn that the neder goes into effect at the moment, so then what will be the case of a woman? It's bedafka, a woman who's an almano grusha. When she was married, she had a husband.
But either way, she was single, or she was divorced.
So ask your question. No, because then, there's a bigger chiddush here. Because if she was single and she made a neder,
the going out is only
and she, if you hold that other time.
No, then it would work. All right, you know what? Let's go through. Maybe the Gemara will come across somewhere. I don't know. Let's see. Let's start again. Let's start one more time. The neder almana ugrusha. Let's go to Michigan. One more time. The neder almana ugrusha yokum olecha. Okay, so it says in the pasuk that the neder is michal. Okay, so according to this man, okay, what's the case? Amr, she says, hareini nezira. The woman says, I'm going to be nezira. Liachash loyishim yom. So let's assume now, for the sake of simplicity, that this woman over here is an almana grusha. Okay, she is an almana or a grusha. Ketzad. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says Ketzad. Be'ezer inyan omar krosh neder almana ugrusha yokum olecha. Amra. So dealing over here, Amra, look at the Rashi. Uvesha shenadra hoysa almana ugrusha.
Oy grusha.
Okay, so why not a single woman? Why? What would be if she was a single woman?
The Rambam says that it could be the same halach as if they were never married.
So the pasuk is telling you the whole halach by almana grusha.
Akasha for meisen. Now you're bringing in something. You want to know why the pasuk talks about almana?
This is like the type of question you ask, and I tell you don't ask this question during the shir. Vayit v'nei almana grusha yokum olecha ketzad amra hareini nezira liachash l'shem yoyim af al pi shenisayis b'soich lamed yoyim eini yochel l'hofer. The second husband cannot be Mayfair. Next case. Nodra v'hibirusha sabal, but let's say she made it when she was sabal. Then Mayfair law, ketzad, for example, amra hareini nezira liachash l'shem yoyim. Because when she made the neder, the husband was made for the neder, even though it was not chal after he died. Next, nadra bo bayom. Let's say she made neder bo bayom on that day. Viniskarsha, but we had the Gemara quoted this many, many times. This nadra, no delay. Nadra bo bayom. Viniskarsha. The husband number one was not Mayfair the neder. Husband number one was not Mayfair the neder. Then
the
Viniskarsha bo bayom.
She remarried on the same day.
The same husband. Otherwise, you have to have chana. You have to wait 3 months. Now that I marry another husband, you have to wait 3 months. You have to know who the father is.
Yeah.
So let's say Nadra and Boba
Yom. By the way, but we had that. It said
an Arusa. An Arusa.
Oh, that was an Arusa.
So there you have the father is involved. Nisuin. Right, exactly.
Oh, that was talking about
an Arusa. Right, it was a different man. Right. Havchana is if a different man marries, but the same husband, machze grushasai. Machze grushasai, you don't have to do havchana. You don't have to do havchana.
One second, that lach is. That lach is a
woman. Why not? You want to know if a child from the first marriage. Why don't you have to have havchana from the machze grushasai? You want to know if the child from the first marriage or the second marriage. It's the will. You have to know. Listen, remember, I don't know if you were there. I was there. Rabbi Reisman. Rabbi Reisman, I told you this show. Mr. Rapper, I told you this show. Rabbi Reisman, he said this. You said this.
You haven't told me.
He said this 25 years ago. He said this joke by the shir. He had 1,000 people in the audience. They had to literally call out Saul for one guy. Rabbi Reisman made a joke in front of 1,000 people. He says, a guy, a bitter, bitter divorce. A bitter divorce. Finally, after paying him off, they bring him to Beis Din, and he gives a get. The moment after, they go, oh, a miracle, he finally gave the get. It's Rush. He gave the get. The moment after he gives the get, he takes out of his pocket a ring, and he says to the Beis Din,
this is a joke, yeah.
Is this Shavaputa? Is it a Shavaputa? They go, yeah. Or, and he says to the woman that he just divorced, you're the witnesses. And she accepts it.
Yeah, no. And
huh? So he said, for a second wife, she's okay. All right. Everyone chuckled. Everyone there, the whole audience, they all laughed. There was one guy that started laughing so hard. And they couldn't get him to stop. But he just kept.
You were there, oh, Rob, from right.
He kept on going and going and going.
And like the ever-ready battery.
Yeah, and like it was a real laugh. It wasn't just stop a laugh. It was a real laugh. And because he started laughing so hard, and he just wouldn't stop, everyone was contagious. Everyone started laughing with him, not with him, but with laughing at him. It was a spectacle. It's a famous maisa. A famous maestro.
At the time?
No. I believe so. I think it was the IFA.
You saw the guy who couldn't stop laughing?
Vaguely, I remember it. So over here, this person is machzir girushasai boi bayom. We had this case many times. So what is the halacha? The halacha over here is, can the husband himself be mayfair the neder? The answer is no. Once there was a divorce, there's separation. It's not the same. It's incredible chiddush, tremendous chiddush.
No, I don't understand it. But he remarried her within the same day.
But it's the hafara has to be from that marriage. Even though he's the same person, it's both. Even though you have everything working for you.
This is a gavul.
It's a tremendous chiddush.
It is.
It says that she made the neder while they were married.
Right. And then he divorced her.
So it's still no good?
No, it's mayfair b'koydmin. Because it's not the same marriage.
But it's the same person.
It's the same people. The husband, the wife, and it's the same day. B'yom Shamoy. B'yom Shamoy. And yet the Mishnah says it's not going to be chal. Incredible chiddush.
It is.
Incredible. It's teaching you the yisoid. It's a din in the marriage. It's not just a din. It's not just
he's like
din.
A second husband that
right.
wasn't...
Right, exactly. It's
had
like
he not taken her back, he would have been.
Of course. Bo B'yom. B'yom
Shamoy. What?
If he did not divorce her. Yeah. No. If he divorced her, of course he couldn't do it. Right, if he did... So that's the Torah. A person will make a neder, and it's B'yom Shamoy, it's within 20, it's within the end of the day is not over, and...
No, I meant if he wasn't Mazur,
No, he can't. That's partially can't.
Probably you would think it would be good, right?
No! The Torah only gives a husband the koyach to be made for the neder. Once they're no longer husband and wife, he can't be made for the neder. Of course not. Of course not. A husband can be made for the neder as long as she is his wife. As long as she is his wife. She's no longer his wife. They got divorced. Oh, so I'll solve that problem. I'll take her back. I'll be machzir gerushasai. And then I'll be made for the neder. No. Be machzir gerushasai once there's been a severance, it's it. It's over. Your koyach of hafara is lost.
You mean as if she was never married when she made the neder and then she's marrying something. That's what it sounded like.
It's koyach to be made for the neder is terminated.
It's similar to somebody that's a divorce from Amana. While she made the neder, and then she remarries with somebody else. That's what it's like. The second husband.
You don't even need to come on to that. if a man divorces his wife, can he be made for her nedarim?
No.
No. He can't. So it's over. The moment he gives her a divorce, even though it's bo-bayom, bo-bayom, he no longer can be made for a neder. So, I'll solve the problem. I'll take you back. I'll take you back. So I was the husband that was your husband when you made the neder, and I'm your husband now, and it's bo-bayom. You have everything lined, all the stars line up. The whole constellation, all the mazolis, everything is perfect. When you made the neder, who was your husband? Me. Are we married right now? Yes. Is it within 24 hours? Yes. What's the problem? What's the problem? Along comes the pasuk, along comes the Mishnah. No. You can be 100% right, yet you're 100% wrong. Even though to the naked eye everything seems to be perfect, the bottom line is, the bottom line is there is a severance. And when there was a severance in the middle that terminated the koyach of the Baal to be mefer that previous neder. So nochmal, so niskarsha nadu ababiyam, niskarsha ababiyam, hechazira. He took it back. Bo bayom, eino yachal ofer, zeaklau. Kol sheyotza lirushus atzma sheo achas, for one moment, eino yachal ofer, he can no longer be made for ever again. So it comes out now.
Interesting, lush and sharp.
One moment, it's over. So we learned over here, this Mishnah taught us three incredible chidushim.
Sharp doesn't mean a second, it means just one moment.
A moment. The word sharp is always relative to the context. Sometimes sharp means an hour, and sometimes it means a moment.
What does it mean,
a second. A moment is a split second.
That means a bashiyatzer.
I don't know what it means. I don't know. I guess it all depends on how you want to learn pshat. It means air. If a person can't live without air for 4 minutes. So shah means a 4 minute. I don't know.
4 minutes talking, yeah.
4 minutes. What does it mean exactly? What does it mean shachas? In the context of every sugya, it means something a little bit different. Okay, so Labaskana, there are three incredible yesoides here in this mission. It says in the pasuk, v'neider almanu grusha yokum aleha. So the first opening part of the Mishnah is with a woman. She made the neder when she was an almana ugrusha. That's when she made the neder, but she made a tanai that the neder should not be chal until 30 days. And in between the moment of the amira and the chalois neder, she got married. So now the neder goes into effect. She has a husband. And the Torah says the husband can be made for the neder. No. Neder almanu yokum oleha, this husband, too late, you came into the scene in between the Amira and the Chalois, we can't help you. You cannot be made for the neder. Case number two, she made the neder when she was married, and the husband was made for the neder. But the neder was al tanai that it should not be chal for 30 days, and the husband dies in between the moment when she made the neder and when the husband and when the neder is chal. It's okay. There's no neder. Oh, but the neder, maybe you'll learn this, that you think that 30 days come, 30 days will arrive, and the neder will be chal, and then the husband will then immediately he knocked it off because he was made for it. And if that's the case, it's not going to work because he's not around.
So let's say she made a neder, Rahman with son, the husband goes into cardiac arrest. Now, that means the heart stops beating, and then they're able to revive him. Could he be made for him? Is it technically when you revive a person after the heart stops, is that considered mamish like chiyas ha'meisim? No.
We've never heard today a maisa where Rachmana Litzlan, a person goes to cardiac arrest and he's totally out and they bring him back, that they should require a new kedushin. Did you have Yisra Maisa?
That happened with my father.
You have Yisra Maisa? You never heard ever Maisa where they tell someone, you mamash, you are out of life, body experience.
Reb Cheska Rav did it.
What?
He did it? Reb Cheska Rav, he was like Adam.
And he was Mekasher again?
Yeah.
Okay, so who did Reb Cheska Rav? Really?
That's what I'd say. I don't know exactly, but
when did this happen? When did this happen?
During his lifetime.
Yes, to say he isn't a good kasha. So therefore, if he'd be a kohen, she'll be an almana. We've never heard of such a halacha. You never heard such a thing. You know, people have these out. There's a whole world of out of body. Have you heard these stories? You can go buy an Amazon. You're gonna tell all these guys they're all from the Shugayim. You know how many stories there are? People who Rachman al Slan already out of body. What's called out of out of body.
Astro something.
Thousands I spoke to somebody who did upon it. Thousands of stories of people who already were Ben Achaim v'Hamavis, and they tell you what they tell you there is what they saw. By Goyim. Thousands and you're gonna say every one of these guys is a Meshuggah. Every one of them is making up stories. Can't be. So how does that work in the world of Halacha? A person has this type of Maisa. He was dead. If he was dead, so you have to give another kedushin. A kohen can't take his wife back. You never heard such a thing before. Never. Never heard such a thing.
I don't think that she was.
Rabbi Cheskel Roth says he remarried his wife. He was in a matzah.
That's what I was told.
He was a goy. Rabbi Cheskel Roth was. Rabbi Cheskel was a tremendous. Rabbi Cheskel, he fasted every year. He fasted every year on Lag BaOmer. Erev Lag BaOmer.
Not a Lag BaOmer, that's for sure.
Erev Lag BaOmer. He fasted that nothing should happen to anyone in Meron because such a sakana. And the year after he died, that terrible thing happened. 45 people. Yeah, it's true. Rabbi Cheskel Roth, every single year, fasted either.
When did you hear this?
I heard the story.
Right, I'm not talking about such stories.
He fasted. He fasted every single year that nothing, it's such a sakana there to go there, that nothing should happen. And the year after he died is when this tragedy.
What did he say?
All right. I mean, my mother once said to me, you know, where were you? What happened to you? I said, Mom, I die. Don't worry. I will call you. I will call you immediately. So until I call you, don't worry. In the Young Israel, I used to joke when they put that red phone in. Remember they put the red phone in the Young Israel Avenue J? There was a guy, there was a little sugar. What's this red phone? I said, just in case the cantor is having some difficulty, we have a direct line. And he goes, yeah? Weiter. Okay, three chidushim, and then the third chidush of the Mishnah is that afilu bo bayom, the same husband, it's still there's no din. He cannot be mefer the nedim because shah achas. Incredible chiddush. If you wouldn't have a mishnah, there's no shaila. Someone will come and drew you a cup and tell you he can be mefer the nedim. If you would not have this mishnah, no, Mishol Zev. You don't think so?
Yeah.
Why? He's the husband. It's bo bayom. When you made the neder, you're lomdish. There's two dinim in the neder. There's the zman amira and there's the chalois. I was here at the moment of the amira. I'm here when it's chal. I want to ask you lomdish shail. Okay, let's really make lomdish shail. In honor of Moshe Rabbeinu, be'er Moshe atar azoyz lomdish shail. Listen to the shail. I'm asking a serious question. I challenge you to ask your local lamb. We're going to ask the Rashiva here. Rabbi Shol Lehman, the Rashiva of Spink, Daf Yomi. We're going to ask him this question. A woman, 9 o'clock in the morning, says, I'm making a neder right now. I want it to be chal at 6 o'clock this afternoon. Okay, 6 o'clock. The day don't tell. Let's say 3 o'clock. Okay, 3 o'clock. It's still light outside. I'm making a neder, and I want the neder to be chal at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's now 9 o'clock. Then he needs to call his wife at 10 o'clock. Come. Here is your get. Termination. And then at 11 o'clock, Hare at Mikudeshes. So here, No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not this Mishnah. What? No, but it's not the Mishnah. The Mishnah, the Mishnah is where she makes the neder now and it's chal right now. The case of the Mishnah is she makes a neder at 9 o'clock in the morning. The Amir is at 9 o'clock and the Chalois is 9 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, he divorces her. So when he divorces her, it's over. He had his opportunity. It was chal. He said it at 9 o'clock, and it was chal immediately. He had an opportunity to do, he had an opportunity to be made for the neder. He blew it. He divorced her. But the neder was chal. He made the neder at 9 o'clock, and then it was chal at 9 o'clock. The neder went into effect at 9 o'clock in the morning, and now he has a whole day, and he can be mefer. He has an opportunity to be mefer. Oh, he divorces her. The Mishnah says, yes. The Mishnah is where it's chal. A regular neder is chal immediately. I'm going in a case where it's chal immediately.
No, the Mishnah's first case is
not. No, the third case. I'm just in the third case. I'm just in the third case of the Mishnah.
From going down.
The third case of the Mishnah is the word chal immediately. Look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Nodra bo bayom, v'neskarsha bo bayom, hechazira bo bayom, ein yochel afal. The third case of the Mishnah is where it's 9 o'clock in the morning and she makes a neder. The neder is chal immediately. The third, right? It's chal immediately.
Yeah.
And then at 10 o'clock, he gives her a get. So the Mishnah, oh, you gave her a get. Kevon, that's it. You terminated your koyach. It's over. Now you want to go take her back? Too little, too late. Now,
okay.
Let's adjust that case based upon the beginning of the Mishnah. A woman at 9 o'clock in the morning makes a neder, and she says, I'm making the neder at this moment in time. My husband is standing right here. He hears every word that I'm saying. I want it to be chal at 3 o'clock this afternoon. I'm not going to drink wine. I'm not going to eat meat. But I want it to begin, the neder to begin at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So the Amira is 3 o'clock? And the Chalois...
That would relate to the first case.
Exactly. And then he divorces her at 10 o'clock. And then remarries her at 11 o'clock. And now it's 3 o'clock. This case is much better than the case of the Mishnah.
Why don't you say, as soon as a husband divorces his wife, it's his sin, and then he goes and makes his
sin? The Gemara actually discussed that. The Gemara, that was a whole, we learned that here in this shiur. We learned that sugya. Let's work with the opinion that says that it's par. Okay, yes, a good kasha. Let's work with it. You could ask that kasha thing over here as well. I'm saying,
No, why?
Let's put that aside. Let's put that aside for the moment. Okay, put that aside for the moment. That we can wiggle out of that, kasha. Okay, we'll put that aside for the moment. Let's leave it. Leave it hanging. So this is much better, because in this case, it wasn't even chal. And the Gemara over here is making this whole chakira. What's the moment? The ikur moment is the ikur moment. The zman of the amira. Or is it the Zman of the Chalois? So I have both. I was the husband, the Zman of the Amira. I'm the husband at the Zman when it was the Chalois Neder. Just because in the middle there was some severance, why should I make a difference? The case of the Mishnah, I understand why the severance, I'm locked out. Because there, the Neder was already Chal. I already had the power. I had
the first two cases,
according to the Mishnah, the first two cases, the moment is, oh, you're saying good, is the Amira. And since he didn't take advantage of the Amira, okay, you're saying very good, so therefore this wouldn't make a difference. But you have to really go back and redefine the lumdis, you have to redefine the lumdis of the Amira. Okay, maybe you're right. Okay, maybe when, in the first case, what's the lumdus of the Amira? Is it mamish only the Amira? Or is it... Well, maybe you go to Mafreya. maybe when the neder goes into effect, I don't know. Okay, I hear. I think this is. I think this choymer ledrosh. Mirat Hashem, 7:30. Don't forget. Knesset space Avigdor. Standing room only. An assignment, a homework assignment for the Rosh. The Rosh Hashpink. Daf Yomi. What? Tonight. Lefi Beshamai. That's right. Tonight is Rosh Hashanah to Beshamai. That's right. Okay, Rosh Hashanah. You hear what I'm trying to say? You hear my lom to Chakira? The Chakira is where the, instead of the case being where it's Chal right away, it's Chal right away. The what happens if on Bo Bayom the Isha says, she says, I want to be Chal 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. And in between 9 o'clock and 3 o'clock, he divorces her and remarries her. So there was never a moment in time when he could have been made for the Neder 100%.
Yes, what did she say?
She said that. So that's what Shlomi is. Shlomi says, since this Mishnah, the Tan of this Mishnah holds that the Iker Zman, the Iker Zman is the moment when the Neder was made, so it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference if she would say, I'm making it tonight from 9 until 3. Okay, that L'chor is correct, but not so fast. Okay, we have to go vayt the Gemara. You can play around with that.
Let's
also Tanya the Rabbis go vayt Tanya. Almanu Yusha Amar. Now this can be mamish pum fakert. This man, the Amar is going to say, we see that man is pum fakert. He says that the ikas man to be made for the neder is going to be when is going to be, is going to be when the neder is chal, not Tanya. Almanu Yusha Amar. She says I already in the zero lichasha enosay. When I get married, and I want to be in Nizi when I get married. Okay, not now. When I get married, the Nisei says she gets married. So it comes out that it's not going to be Chal until she gets married.
Yeah.
So what is Halacha? Rabbi Shmuel Oimer Yofer, Rabbi Akiva Oimer Lo Yofer. Rabbi Shmuel says Yofer because Rabbi Shmuel holds that the, obviously the Chalois, the Koyach that the Torah gave to the husband to be Mayfair is the moment when it goes into effect.
Is she glad it makes such a nether? She doesn't know for sure she's
going to
get married.
Why not? It's tonight. Okay, the Gemara actually,
and the Gemara says
actually
no.
In a couple of lines touches upon your question.
Rav Kiva says no. Kabbalah's a nether.
Exactly. Rav Kiva made lo yofer. This Simona, the way to remember this, Yud Lamed Lamed. Yud means Yofer. That's Rabbi Shmuel, Yofer. And Rabbi Akiva says lo yofer, and then the next lamed in yud is lo yofer. The next case, let's look to the next case. Next case, Eishes Isha Amra. Where are you going? It's over.
Marv.
Arvis. Okay, Eshu Koyach. Let's go a little bit by one more. Next case, Eishes Isha. V'simona yud lamed lamed. Well, the first part of the simon is yud is yofer, lamed is lo yofer, and then the next lamed is lo yofer, and the yud is yofer. So the first two we already did. Yud is Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says yofer, and Rabbi Akiva says lamed lo yofer. The next lamed yud is the next case we read right now. Eishes is pum fakert, the other way around. Let's we have what was an Eishes is shomer nizil already in nizir kishet. Kisha es goresh, when I get divorced, and then viniskarsha. So Rabbi Shmuel now says Rabbi Shmuel loymer lo yofer the lamed. Why? Because the koyach is the moment when you make the neder, and since he's no longer the moment when it goes into is when she gets is later when it's chal, and at that moment in time the husband is no longer the husband. So basically, our Mishnah. So basically, our Mishnah is basically a machloikis between Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah look at Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Shmuel says pum fakert. Just the opposite. All right, we have to amarim now. Thank you for coming. I hope it was kedai to come. Zay gesund. I'm going to start making my dream and move from being sorry, I'm going to start
Yeah.